Hans Johnson, auctioneer and valuer.
That's odd in itself. Men of business don't usually conceal their address.
Very true. Well, there's nothing more we can do at present. You'll let me know if there are any further developments.
Yes, of course. Let me see you out.
Try not to worry, Mrs. Mabry.
Now, Mr. Holmes has taken up a case, so you can rely upon him to see you through.
I'm sure I can.
Talking of cases, where does that luggage come from? Piled up on the half landing. I noticed some foreign labels, Milano, Lucerne.
Oh, they're poor Douglas's things. Sent back from Italy.
But you haven't yet unpacked them. How long have they been there?
Well, they arrived last week. I'm afraid I've been putting it off, rather.
Yes, yes, very understandable. Last week, you said?
Yes, that's right. The luggage was delivered on Friday morning and I... Good heavens. You don't think...
It had crossed my mind.
You mean there's something valuable in one of those cases?
It's a possibility, isn't it?
Oh, I suppose so, and... Yes, it hardly seems likely. Douglas only had his salary and a small annuity. What could he possibly have?
Delay no longer. Have these things taken upstairs, the trunk, the suitcases. Examine them as soon as possible to see what they contain. I shall return tomorrow and hear what you have to report. Until then, goodbye, Mrs. Mabley.
Goodbye, Mr. Holmes, Dr. Watson, and thank you.
Doesn't this strike you as incongruous, Holmes?
What's that?
And these sinister goings-on, set amid pleasant rural surroundings. We might be 100 miles from the great metropolis. And it was such a peaceful spot. And all the while...
Not as peaceful as all that. Our friend's as good as his word. He promised he'd be waiting for us.
Our friend? I see what you mean.
It's a small world, Mr. Holmes.
And your world will be even smaller once the police catch up with you.
Please, Mr. Holmes, we don't want no talk about police. Or no more trouble about that business of young Perkins, neither. I don't think over what you said this morning, Mr. Holmes. And I decided, if I can help you, I sure will.
You can help me find the man behind Barney Stocktail. Just tell me his name. That's all I want.
If I knew, I'd tell you. Honest to God, but I don't. Only thing I do know, it ain't a him. It's a her.
A woman. So that's what amused Susan.
And not just any woman, neither. A real classy dame she is.
Is that all you can tell us?
That's all, so help me. Barney gives us our orders, but he don't tell us nothing else.
And these are my orders. Bear in mind that the lady living at Three Gables is under my protection, and so is every single thing inside the house. Huh? You remember that?
I sure will, Mr. Holmes. But I can't stay here talking no more. If someone was to see me with you, it'd be real bad for both of us. So long, Mr. Holmes, sir. And you too, mister.
Yes, he's scared for his own skin now, Watson. He'd double-cross Barney if he could. But the key to the mystery lies with the late Douglas Mabley. I'm sure of that.
But it doesn't make sense. Mabley had been living in Italy for some time. How could there be any connection between him and this gang of local ruffians?
That's what we have to find out. If only I knew someone who could tell me more about that young man. Douglas Mabley. Mrs. Mabley, the Three Gables. Gable. Great heavens, why didn't I think of him before? Clarence Gable.
Who?
A friend of my youth. Well, you're not the only one who keeps up with old schoolmates, Watson. A strange individual. Spends his day sitting in the bow window of his club, observing the passing show. Oh, it's a human reference book on matters of high society. I must go to Brook Street immediately.
Very well, I'll come with you.
Thanks, my dear chap, but not this time. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Shall we say 10 o'clock? Gable is a little eccentric, and detests meeting strangers.
Oh, thank you, waiter. Perhaps just one more cream bun.
Good afternoon, Gable.
Good Lord. It's you. I thought it was the waiter with the tea wagon.
Shh.
Look, you must excuse me. I'm just making a few notes.
Let me see, where was I?
I'm sorry to break your train of thought, but I was hoping you might be able to assist me.
One of your clientele getting himself into hot water again?
I wouldn't put it that way myself, but...
Someone with a position in society, title, perhaps?
No. An elderly woman living in Harrow Weald.
Harrow Weald? Look, I'm sorry, Holmes. I can't help you. I'm engaged on a matter of extreme interest.
So am I, and it's also a matter of extreme urgency.
Hush, if you please. Hush.
Oh, very well, very well. What is it?
I want you to tell me everything you know about the late Douglas Mabley.